Welcome to the Healthy Hustlers Podcast, a series of healthy conversations with inspiring hustlers. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa. Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Healthy Hustlers Podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa. This episode is a snippet into the best takeaways from the top downloaded episodes of season two. This episode is designed to give you a boost of healthy enthusiasm and features some words of wisdom and nuggets of gold to fuel your health and well-being goals. In this episode, you'll hear from YouTube's holistic health princess, Sarah's Day, plant-based mama, Lonnie Jane, model, presenter, and entrepreneur, Rachel Finch, fitness instructor, author, and creator of Tiff XO, Tiffany Hall, model, Georgia Gibbs, and model and mother, Megan Gale. I hope you enjoy this little trip down memory lane. New episodes of the Healthy Hustlers podcast will be dropping from Thursday, the 4th of March. I can't wait to be back in your ears with new, healthy, and thought-provoking conversations. This episode of the Healthy Hustlers is proudly brought to you by Pure Harvest new range of delicious nut milks. Available in three dairy-free flavors, Nut Bliss, Lush Almond, and Creamy Cashew, you'll never have to worry about having ordinary milk again. Pure Harvest new range of no ordinary milks are available at leading independent supermarkets and health food stores Australia-wide. Sarah, hello. Hey. And welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm super duper excited to chat to you.
You're welcome. Welcome to my house.
Thank you. Like I said to you when I came in, it's so funny being here now in person because I see it on social media every day.
Everyone says that and I kind of forget that people see it on YouTube and I'm like, oh, here's the bathroom and they're like, I know. I'm like,
oh. I know everything about this place.
I like it though because then everyone feels at home, you know, like
I know,
you've been here before but you haven't really.
Yes, it's so true. Do you remember kind of what your hopes and dreams were when you're in school? Like, did you have any idea of what you wanted to be doing post school?
Yes.
Or were you just kind of very consumed on like being in the popular group?
No. So like I've always been a deeper thinker and I've always loved thinking about the future. And my two favorite subjects at school were drama and media. And I was obsessed with media. So we would have to go out into the playground and film a video and come home and edit it. And one of the teachers said, I love your editing style. You take it really seriously. We'd love to have you on our editing team. And that's when I was like in year nine and I was with the year 12s. And I was the only girl in the team. And he really, and it was just like so inspirational to me to be like, oh my gosh, maybe I can actually do this. So I was thinking then I want to be on Channel 9 or Channel 7 and be filming the football or be filming the anchors. I just want to be behind the camera, behind the scenes. And I talked to one of the boys on the media team and he said, well, you're a girl. Like they won't hire you. Mm. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, when you leave school, like girls just don't work in media. There's never a girl behind the camera. So I just kind of accepted that and I said, okay, during school, I'll do all the media I can. I went to all these concerts and I filmed and I just loved editing and I would go home and edit my own little skits at home because I just loved it. And I just thought in the back of my mind, well, okay, I'm never going to get a job in media. I'll never edit. I'll just do it for fun. And then I kind of thought, well, I mean, I'm really creative and I'm really bubbly. I guess I'd be a good teacher. So I guess I'll go be a teacher.
Oh my goodness, really?
How deflating is that?
I know. Yeah. And it's so funny though, I was talking about this in another interview, how sometimes you just settle for what you know is available
safe.
Or what, or what, you know, your sister's done it or your cousin or something.
My
mom. It's like, yeah, well, I can earn money and I know it's a job and it's, you know, pretty well like recognized instead of like being able to think outside the box and realize that like our passions and our skill sets we actually can find 100%. Work. There's so many different jobs
well,
and
I
job
even look
titles
back now and because I wanted to do also I wanted to do nutrition or like holistic medicine and I looked at the ATAR or the HSC marks at that time and I just already thought, oh, I'm not going to get that, I'm not even going to go for it. But I wish I did that now just to have the paperwork because that's my passion.
Yes.
But I didn't even acknowledge that as a possibility because I just had no confidence in myself getting like 98% or even saying, okay, maybe if I don't get those marks, I could go back as a mature age.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to my cousins now, like, you can do anything. Like there's so much time, no matter how daunting it is, you can totally do any course that you want.
Mm-hmm. So on top of all your work and everything you do, you're also an absolute little whiz in the kitchen.
Oh,
Where did that passion come from for cooking?
Honestly, I, since birth, my mum used to be embarrassed of me when I was like 2 years old because I would crawl up on the table, use my hands and eat all the dip, eat all the Jats, eat all the Devon. I have, you know how like you get a dog and you either reward them with play or food. Mm-hmm. I'm like a dog. Reward me with food and I will do anything. So my mum would use that as all my tactics. My sister would be like, oh, no computer time. Talia would be like, you don't get to go to soccer. Mine would be like, if you do this, you get a finger bun. If you do this, you get a donut. If you do this, you get extra ice cream. I am obsessed with food and always have been. So yeah, that's like a huge reason. And growing up, I had a very holistic, you know, healthy childhood, but I was still allowed Maccas. Or when I would go to my friend's house, I would go crazy because we were so healthy at home. And if they say, do you want some Doritos? I'd be like, give me 10 packets. I'll eat it all. So I have this like deep love for, I never really know how to word it. I get hate if I say naughty food, bad food. You know, we don't label.
Good for the soul food.
Sometimes foods, as they teach in primary school. Yes. Sometimes foods. I have this deep love for like junk food, let's just call it. So when I tried to fix my skin and I found that eating healthy made me feel so much better, I was happier. I love eating healthy and I never look back and I never feel deprived because I try to make my unhealthy foods, my junk foods, healthified. And not only is that fun, but it really curbs my cravings and satisfies my cravings. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm never a person who's like, ew, I hate Maccas. I can't believe you eat that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Big Macs. Let's make a healthy version and yes. You're going to feel good and it's going to taste good and you're going to feel light and like happy after it. That is my passion. Like things like making raw Snickers bars. Oh my gosh, I love Snickers. It's my time to be creative because I hate reading. I never read recipes, which is awesome because my whole community reads recipes. So I make them up. I like do my little witchery in the kitchen, share my recipes, and everyone loves that side of it. So
good. Well, I must say you've definitely inspired I've always loved cooking, but you've definitely inspired me to do more of those, like naughty treats that I loved, like you, a hamburger or, you know, something really like hearty. That
cheese. Making vegan cheese is so easy. And honestly, if I don't tell my parents that they know now everything's going to be like paleo, but I'll make like a healthy macaroni and cheese, all plant-based. And they're like, this literally tastes so like cheese. I'm like, yeah, it's so easy.
Well, one of the things I'm loving at the moment is you put up an Insta story of your mac and cheese takeoff when it had like mushrooms in it and stuff.
Yes.
And because since I've been pregnant, I'm craving a lot more like creamier, like my smoothies, I'm putting almond milk
heavy.
In it
you
and
heavy.
Yeah, really heavy stuff. And like, I'm loving like salted caramel, like the panna ice cream one, the refinery, which I never used to be. I was always more like a green juice or like passion fruit flavored things, like really fruity. And so your mac and cheese is literally getting me through a lot of lunch times. So when I saw it, I was like, yes, that is me right now.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I feel like when people think when you eat healthy, you have to have green juice and just dry salads and chicken. No way. Yeah. I'm like the junk food queen of health food.
Yes.
Like I love pizza. Mm-hmm. I love burritos. I love Mexican and I love making it healthy because in my experience, I try to do that whole chicken and broccoli thing and you end up eating so much chicken and broccoli. It doesn't satisfy your craving. Then late at night, that's when you binge. I've done that whole cycle. It was such a cycle. I was going round and round and around. I was like, how can I live this healthy life, enjoy it, and it's maintainable and maintainable forever. And that's when I really dived into the kitchen. I said, okay, I'm going to acknowledge that I feel like ice cream, but when I eat dairy, I feel sick for 3 days. And I'm not demonizing ice cream. I'm all about moderation.
Yeah.
If you want to have a bit of ice cream, totally. But for me and dairy, we don't mix very well.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I'm like, I want to have ice cream. What can I do? I'm going to make a coconut milk-based ice cream. So I've got that craving, it's done. I feel fine. I don't have digestive issues. It's a win-win.
I love that. So what was your first kind of initial steps, I guess, for anyone that is listening and is like resonating with this a bit, that they are kind of sticking more to the chicken and broccoli or they're just the protein and greens, which let's be honest, is so boring.
So boring.
And healthy does not need to be like that. It 100%. Absolutely can be fun and delicious.
Yeah.
So what were kind of your initial steps to getting to that point where you could make these like delicious meals that were, I guess, considered a bit more naughty in a healthy way?
Education is so valuable in terms of this topic. I don't count macros and I don't track calories. However, I think it is so important to understand the role and importance of protein, carbs, and fats, because you might not even realize that you're not having enough carbohydrates or you're not having enough fat. So my naturopath was a huge component in me developing this healthy, holistic way of eating, because he was really pro fats. So I went to him and, you know, I didn't have my period and everything was going wrong. And I was like, I'm so healthy. Like I eat smoothie bowls and I have this and I have that. And he really dissected my diet and said, you're not having enough fats. So I kind of went home and I did a lot more research in terms of the role that healthy fats play in your hormone system and the role of carbohydrates and how it affects your brain and how it affects your energy levels. So I think that you can be really well researched in protein, carbs, and fats, but not implemented in like a numbers game way. And you don't have to track, because I just think that is like poison to the mind. Yeah. So I really like incorporating a healthy source of protein, carbs, and fat in every single meal, or even acknowledging and say, okay, for breakfast I had a smoothie bowl and I'm starving 1 hour after, probably because I haven't had any fats or protein that are going to really sustain me throughout the day. So even having that knowledge and saying, okay, for lunch, I'm going to have some sweet potato as my main source of carbohydrate. I'm going to have some chicken or some egg or some tempeh if you're vegan. Having that knowledge really, really helps me.
Yeah.
And then just exposing yourself to fun Instagrams or fun blogs or fun recipe books and seeing what other people use as healthy alternatives. Like the vegan cheese, I would never know if I didn't expose myself to other recipe books and getting inspiration from other people.
And that's definitely been a game changer, I think, for me, is taking inspiration from other blogs and Instagram accounts and being like, oh, okay, I don't necessarily like every single thing in that bowl, but that's giving me inspiration to be able to create something myself. Mm-hmm. And even just being able to Google like healthy alternative for cheese or, you know, vegan take on cheese, like it's crazy what actually comes up. And you can discover so many new products. Like I've just started, which I'm so late to the party, I know, but nutritional yeast.
That's my thing.
Game changer.
Even if you can't be bothered to make the cheese, what I did last night is we just had like salmon and vegetables and I scatter just the dry nutritional yeast flakes with salt, and that's what makes it taste like cheese. So you need to make sure you put salt with it, even a little bit of paprika. Oh my gosh, it's like so easy.
When I get home.
It's so good. It's so, so good.
I know. And it was one of my best friends is vegan and I made a pesto sauce the other week and I said to her, I'm so sorry, I've put parmesan cheese in it. She's like, oh, that's fine. She's like, but so you know, next time I just put nutritional yeast in mine. And I was like, totally need to just look into this. And then obviously Googling it and looking on a few blogs and how many people use it, I'm like, there is so many incredible recipes using that.
Yeah.
And I made this veggie bake the other night and didn't tell Ryan that it was vegan cheese. And he's like, I actually think this is your top three meals. And I was like, well, that's not even real cheese. So
see, that's what I mean. I'll make it for my family. And they're like, yum. And then when you tell them, then they're like, oh, no, it's not.
I know.
Like, yeah, so you love it. You love it. Yeah. That's why I'm like, this year I'm really focusing heavy on my cooking and my recipes and writing it down, because I'm notorious for just like winging it in the kitchen and not writing it down. And people go, how did you make that? I'm like, I just made it up. So what I'm doing right now is writing it all down, because my goal is to make that hub of all of my recipes, because that right now is my channel kind of goes through trends where people say, we want to know all about your ab routine and all about your skin routine. Right now, it's food, it's recipes, which I'm so happy about, because that's my passion.
So good.
So I'm working on making that hub, you know, where people can just go to that and they find all my recipes.
Amazing. Good morning, Lonnie, and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Super duper excited to have you, and welcome to Melbourne.
Thank you. It's good to be back in my hometown.
Oh, it's nice to have you back.
Today, you and your beautiful family live on a plant-based diet. For someone that's new to this way of eating, can you give us some further insight into that?
It's so complex, and I don't ever want to give like the wrong information and make it sound like it's hard or it's easy, and I don't want it to come across like it's either of the two. It's a middle ground that you have to find yourself, and that's what I always try and inspire people to do. It's everything I share. It might seem like it's all about me, but it's really got nothing to do about me. It's got everything to do with you. It's whatever resonates with you, with the information that I share. So I love a plant-based lifestyle. It works so well for me. I don't ever want people to think that it's the only thing that can work and it's the only thing that can work for you, because like it's not. And I think that, you know, I have such a broad perspective that I just know that not everybody's like me. Yeah. And also with climates and things like that, even with, like, I lived in Melbourne for 20 years, there's no way I could do exactly how I eat and what I do now living in Queensland if I were to do that here. I wouldn't wake up in the winter and eat half a watermelon for breakfast. There's no way.
Yeah.
You know, so you just have to adapt it to the way that it makes you feel. But for me, love it. Makes me feel amazing. I've been on this journey for nearly 8 years, vibrant as hell, just loving life, you know, two kids. I share my values with my family, but I don't force them to believe in my values. I value health and I value plants and optimal health and all that sort of stuff, but I don't want them to be forced to believe in what I believe in. And especially being young children, they have a mind of their own. I will raise them as well as I know how, but if they ever want to go a different way or do something else, then, you know, as long as they have the awareness that comes with it and the education that I will, you know, hopefully give them when the time arises, that they can make their own decisions and base the values on what they like, what lights them up inside. So they don't get to like 20 and 25, and, you know, and then they feel like, I can't do that because like my mum wouldn't agree, or because his values or my daughter's values are different to mine. And that's the same thing with everybody who follows me. Like, I just want people to find what lights them up inside. And if their highest value isn't health, they're probably going to fail at it. And then they're going to feel like a failure. Mm. So you just need to try and align your values. A really good way to do that is there's a guy called Dr. DeMartini. Have you ever heard of Dr. John DeMartini? Yeah, he's amazing. And he really talks about values and how to find out what your values are. Mm-hmm. Because you can ask a lot of people, like, what are your highest values in life? And they're like, what's a value?
Yeah.
And really it's what you put your most time into, what you spend your most time thinking about, and what you spend your most time doing.
Yeah.
And that's easily mine is health. As much as like it's family as well, health is still the base of it. I wouldn't have the family and I wouldn't have the vibrant life if I didn't have the health. And because I've lost the health before, I realize that it has to be the foundation of my life. And because of like my sensitive immune system and body growing up, that if I went against that value and tried to do something else, then I feel like my life would kind of crumble. Yeah. Because if I didn't support my body, I'm not going to be me. I'm not going to feel good. Mm-hmm. And I won't be able to be the mom and have the kids and have the business and do everything that I do if that foundation of my life wasn't my highest value, which is health.
I think you just articulated that so perfectly, honestly.
I'm glad.
And like I think it's so true what you say about, you know, everyone has to find what's right for them. And, you know, if you are living in Melbourne, it might not be the best lifestyle, or, you know, you're obviously in fresh air.
You can still do it. You can do it great in Melbourne and in colder climates. But don't
– totally.
If you're trying to do everything I'm doing, like, oh, I must do because Lonnie drinks the juices and she drinks a 2-litre smoothie and it's icy cold, and you try and do that in a cold climate, like, your body's probably going to like – not really like you for it, and you're going to be super cold and you're going to want to sit over a heater and it just doesn't, it's not right. Like in nature, if you were in the snow or you were in a cold climate and you were trekking through, you wouldn't come across a watermelon.
Yeah.
You're not going to come across a pineapple or mango. Mm-hmm. The whole climate and the warmth and the cold, it's in synchronicity with the food and what's grown and what's available to you. So like try and just go to your local markets.
Yeah.
Go and see what's in season. Like talk to your local farmers and see what they're growing, because if it's in your area and it's grown by a local farmer, it's in season and it's supposed to be eaten at that time. So, yeah, I'm pretty funny about just like I just always want people to just like try and do what lights them up and what feels good when you're doing it. Don't just do it because like I do it. As much as I want to influence people to eat better, I don't want them to do exactly what I do.
To copy your lifestyle.
That's why I don't give out, you know, like these what I eat in a day and all these crazy meal plans and stuff, because I just want people to do what they need to go on their journey.
Yeah,
like absolutely. It's not about me and trying to be about me. I want it to be about you.
Mm-hmm. Going back to what you said about the values, I think that is absolutely spot on, because I know this morning I wanted to make a smoothie and I was like, oh, I've got no bananas. So I had to walk up to the health food store so I could get the bananas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm quite focused on buying organic products. So I walked out and I was on the phone to my brother and I was like, God, it's actually a real effort, like having to eat like this. And I'm like, I'm lucky that I love it so much and that I want to, because not everyone could do that. And when you said that, I was like, that is exactly why I'm making this effort, because I do value my health and I love putting good foods in my body. But it's so true. You wouldn't do that if you didn't value it. So,
but
it's
anything,
like,
isn't anything an effort that you want to get a result
totally.
Or a reward
yeah,
out
but
of?
It's like, if you're going to put the effort in, you need to love it, or you need to be passionate about it. It's like being in a job. Like, if you're going to put long hours in, you need to love it and to be passionate about it. So it is finding what you really value.
Yeah.
Rachel, hello. Welcome to the Healthy Hustlers.
Thank you. Welcome to my home. It's such a treat for you. Thank you for coming over.
No, I really appreciate
sharing
you having
a glass of water and some tea and coffee.
Yes. No, and, it's beautiful. Thank you for welcoming me into your home. So I feel like some people don't know how good they can feel until they almost drop the guilt and give themselves that space or that okay to sign up to a program or to, get up earlier and invest in their health and well-being. Yeah. And the feeling, it's just this like flow-on effect. And it's, I always say to people with health, like, don't try and just change your whole world in an instant. Like, that's why when people say to me, oh, I'm going on a health kick or I'm doing this, I'm like, I feel like sometimes you set yourself up for failure a little bit in the like just all at once. I'm like, let it be a gradual thing. Sign up to a program, start having more water every day, like do these little healthy hacks that you then just start feeling so good in yourself that you want to continue to do it more and more and more and more.
Exactly.
And you get to the point then where it's a really healthy almost obsession of like in a way of life of enjoying. So
you definitely can't, like the saying, you can't plant a seed today expecting to eat the fruit tomorrow. You know,
so
it's
true.
That longevity approach. Mm-hmm. It's the right nourishment. It's the right amount of sunlight. It's the right balance of ingredients and nourishment to enable you to thrive to the best of your ability. But along the way, you're going to discover this amazing person that is living inside of you that just needs a little help along the way to actually sprout. And it's amazing when the body is always working in our favor. You know, it's not for one second going, oh, I'm going to work against Rachel today and let's just all put our defenses up and just be mean and rude and not help her. No, it's always detoxing, nourishing, assimilating, digesting. It's always working to try and make us better and get us in balance.
Definitely.
So it's our job then to support that with the right food, with the right sunlight, with the right water, with the right chemicals that we're putting on our body or lack of, with the right amount of movement, with the right mindfulness activities. So I just think of it as like this big circle of life, like a big pizza, and trying to keep everything as in balance as possible. One slice is the community focus. One slice is friends. When was the last time you got out with a girlfriend and had that amazing catch up, you know, that soulful chat, like what I'll
and
get
you
from
need
you
those.
Today. Like, I love that.
I know, you absolutely have to have them.
It's
They're so
important.
Key. Definitely.
When was the last time that you took the time out just to spend some alone time and have a massage or go to a spa or have, you know, some nourishment? All of these things come into play. It's not just I'm going to drink green smoothies every day for 6 weeks and I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to work out 7 days a week or you can't expect to be that best version of yourself if something is constantly out of balance. I've spent kind of the last 12 years trying to teach myself, how do I get back in tune with my body? What is it that makes me feel good long term? Not just today, not just tomorrow until the weekend, but I want to be able to sustain this energy until I'm 70, 80, 90 and 100 plus. What do I need to do now in my life in order to let that energy and vitality flow moving forward?
We'll be right back after this healthy break. Are you looking for a healthy non-dairy milk alternative that's made the right way? Then look no further than Pure Harvest. I stopped using ordinary milks many years ago and started using the delicious nut milks from Pure Harvest for my coffees, smoothies, and soups. Since day one, I've chosen Pure Harvest as they are free from preservatives and added sugars and only contain the best and cleanest ingredients. Well, now I'm so excited to let you know that Pure Harvest have extended their range of non-dairy milk with the launch of No Ordinary Milk, which contain 3 new non-dairy flavours: Nut Bliss, Lush Almond and Creamy Cashew. You'll never have to worry about having ordinary milk again.
With no added sugars, preservatives, or flavours, Pure Harvest range of No Ordinary Milks use whole, organic ingredients to make beverages that taste great and, most importantly, make you feel good. Pure Harvest new range of Nom Nut Milks are now available at selected leading independent supermarkets and health food stores Australia-wide. I love that approach so much, honestly, and I think it's so – I often have this conversation with my dad because he'll –
I do too. Yeah. My dad's awesome.
I know, and God bless him.
Minus the jokes.
Yes.
Minus the horrid jokes.
And it's so funny because I guess, you know, this whole – well, this holistic approach to health is probably a little bit different or new to them. And my dad actually called me last night and was like, oh, I'm just walking to the little outside gym. He goes to this little, you know, those like a little park gym things. Yeah, it's so cute. So he goes after work every day and does his little workout. And he just sounded so happy. And like he works in quite a stress. He's got a stressful business. So he's always on the phone and dealing with tradies and stuff. But he just sounded so happy. And he's like, yeah, I do it every night just to calm my mind. And it's really interesting because he said he'd read my like healthy bedtime hacks that I'd posted on Instagram. And he's like, oh, I went and bought myself an essential oil today to go to bed. And I was like, but it's really funny because we have this conversation where a lot of the time it's about, you know, my nan, who she's still alive, she's 95. And, you know, she's grown up in that, well, they grew up where it's just like you eat what you can afford, basically. Yeah. It definitely wasn't about health or anything like that. And we often try to understand like, wow, how has she maintained like such a – she's so with it mentally. And I often say to Dad, but she's always been around, you know, young people and had these really fruitful relationships of, you know – her best friend's like 60 and she's like 95 and, you know, so many grandkids around. And I'm like, that all just has such an impact on your health as well.
The community is massive.
Yeah, allowing those things in your life to continue to keep you happy and healthy and to wanting to be here.
Absolutely.
But I think like on what you said, I always think about, well, one, as myself as my best friend, like how would I treat her? I would want to nourish her and I would want to make sure she's always happy and feeling good. And the other approach of, you know, our body is the only place we have to live. So if we want to be here forever, like we've only got one place to do it. So it is definitely a long picture, a long-term thing.
Long-term approach. And
absolutely.
You know, we'll be honest, we're how old? 38, 35?
I'll be 30 in June.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. So very young mama.
Yeah.
I feel bad giving you 5 years there.
I get asked for ID, so that was nice.
Like considering you've got everything happening, I was like, she must be 35. So basically, it's not attractive to think about what we're going to look like or feel like or how we're going to be thinking at 80 or 90 years now. But the fact of the matter is we are going to get there. And if you look at all of the blue zones in the world, you know, Japan, the places that have the oldest living people, they all have very similar characteristics and attributes in the area. And it's definitely what you were saying first about community. They're all very much focused on, they spend a lot of time outside of their house talking to people, you know, rubbing shoulders with people and feeling an interaction or a connection with people. They all eat local produce. They all eat from the land, whether it be it may be rice and fish in one country or it may be beef and vegetables in another country. It may be pasta in another country. The fact of the matter is it's all local and it's grown organically and it's fresh. But all of these aspects, there's so many different components that make up these areas. But a big one was community. And it's about, for me, just going back to simplicity.
Yes.
Like that's why our grandmas, or not all grandmas, but a lot of we always tend to go, just like grandma did it.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. It's because it was simple.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't overthought. I think it's sometimes too easy to even take a recipe and just confuse it with so many superfoods. Yes. And sometimes it's just easier just to go back to basics. And that goes with all aspects of life, not just our food, our thinking process, our movement, our relationships. Let's just keep everything as simple and stress-free as possible, because what's that doing? That's creating less oxidation and stress on the body. I'm trying my hardest, especially now in my life, I'm trying my hardest to slow things down. Whereas my old way of thinking was, how do I speed things up? How do I keep my metabolism burning? I've got to eat more meals. I've got to exercise more. I've got to fit more in the day. Now I'm switching it. I'm going, I want to create more white space in my calendar. Yeah. I want to try and eat. I love food, but I don't need to be eating all the time. Mm-hmm. Fasting is great for the body to clean itself. I don't want to be exercising 7 days a week. I want to be exercising when my body is ready for it and when I feel good.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
To be honest, that was a huge part of wanting to start the Healthy Hustlers was as a society, I felt like we got really obsessed with this busy being like a badge of honor. And it was always like, oh, well, if I'm not busy, I'm not succeeding or I'm not successful, I'm not chasing my dreams. And I found the older I was getting, the more, and you would probably know this growing up in a smaller town where life is a bit more simpler. I kind of started resorting back to all of those things of my childhood, like wanting to be by the beach and like, you know, going for long walks and not necessarily even breaking a sweat just because it made me feel good.
Exactly.
And like, you know, having the fresh air. And I'm like, all of a sudden there's just been this shift of like, you know, in our generation of we have to be as busy as possible and be doing as much as possible to be, you know, while we're still trying to be healthy and be mums or, you know, have a side hustle and all of this crazy stuff instead of just, simple is sometimes best.
Exactly. And don't get me wrong. We definitely shouldn't deny that that is okay for some people.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what they love.
Definitely.
Like my husband is exactly like that. He is, that's where he gets his energy and his happiness from.
My husband's the same.
It's crazy. go, achieving. And he sits up until midnight listening to Bitcoin podcasts. And I'm just like, man, I've got to go to bed. I'm in bed at 8 and he comes into bed at midnight and then we both get up with the kids at 6. Like it's just this
And some people
funny...
can do it, absolutely agree.
Yeah. And that definitely. You just got to find your little niche, your little sweet spot that works well with your mind and body.
Definitely.
And this is why I'm so passionate about this thing, that bio-individuality, where one size does not fit all.
Yes.
One person's food is another person's poison. So just ensuring that take every bit of information with a grain of salt. Is that the same?
Yes, grain of salt. Yeah, definitely.
Because especially do this, paleo, keto, it's
so overwhelming, isn't it?
It's just too overwhelming.
Absolutely.
And, you know, your body type may not thrive on that.
Well, I've actually was trialing plant-based a little bit before I got pregnant and, I'm obsessed with vegetables. I could eat them every single meal. But as a whole diet, it didn't work for me. I was like so tired and I'm like, okay, I need to eat red meat. Like, and so I just have to figure out a way to do that in a way that's comfortable with me, that I feel okay to be purchasing that and to be supporting that in a way. So
exactly.
It is, it's just fine. It's taking, I think, inspiration from what you can, if it's online or whatever, but just really figuring out what works for you.
Exactly. Taking inspiration, but you've just got to learn to, you've got to be willing to invest the time in discovering what works for you, whether that be things like the elimination diet, taking things out, finding what's working with your body, choosing to dedicate a specific chunk of time for a longer period of time to meditate every day to see the effects and see if it's for you and see what comes of that. Just learning how to get in tune, breathing every day, taking time to like conscious breathing, not just I'm breathing because I'm taking a breath at the middle of my sentence.
Actually paying attention to
actually
the fact that you're breathing.
Yeah, and definitely. Just really going, what do I need to do to get in tune with my body to then see and discover what it needs on a daily basis to thrive, to then ultimately enable me to live a long, happy life.
Beautiful Tiff. Hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for having me in your beautiful home. I'm so excited to chat to you today and so appreciate all your time. So I do really want to talk about TiffXO.com, your online program.
Yes.
So where did the actual inspiration for that come from?
People just always wanted to train with Tiff.
Yeah.
Can we train with Tiff? And then the XO was all about, well, unless you have that self-acceptance and that self-love and you do it properly and slowly, then it'll last. But if you hate yourself skinny, if you hate yourself, like skinny is a negative word, people are always like, oh, I just want to be skinny. It's if you hate yourself there, it's not sustainable. So you really have to do it with the X and the O, the kiss and the hug. And so that's what Tiff XO was about. It was just about training with Tiff and giving yourself a break. And it's been really successful for women, taking the pressure off. And I always say it's not about how – it's not about looking good. It's about feeling good.
Yes.
So you take the pressure off changing how you look, and I want this to be smaller or this to be bigger or whatever you want to change about your physical appearance. Enjoy the training. Trust the process. Trust your expert. And you're going to get results, and your body is going to change because you're making healthier decisions and choices based on feeling really good about yourself. When you feel bad about yourself, like if you stand on the scales and you get a disappointing number that isn't that number, magic number in your head, then that usually leads to a day of eating badly because you're like, well, nothing's working. It's all out the window. It's the all or nothing mentality. And you think, oh my God, well, I'm just going to eat whatever I want. I'm not going to do my exercise or workout or training today, and nothing works for me. When if you have a positive mindset and you go, oh, like the other day, my jeans didn't do up and I put my jeans on, they didn't do up, couldn't close them for the life of me, right? And I'm yelling at my friend, my jeans don't do up. And she's like, why are you so happy? I said, because, babe, I've been training glutes. I've been training my ass off, like trying to build my booty. And finally my booty's so big it doesn't fit in these jeans. And I'm so excited. Like finally I've got a booty on me. Like this has been 2 years of hard work and my glutes have finally, you know, blossoming. Great. And she's like, oh, if I couldn't fit in my jeans, I'd be like depressed. And I'm like, nope. This is good. It's a mindset thing.
Exactly.
It's a, you know, weight doesn't define your body composition or your hard work and determination. So, you know, I just think it's about having that self-love and positivity and that mindset. And it's a cultivated mindset in Tiff XO that all of the members share in that, you know, give yourself a break, give yourself an X and O and focus on feeling good, and they get the best results.
Georgia, hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're so excited to chat to you. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
And you're in Melbourne, so welcome.
I know. I haven't been in Melbourne in a quick minute, so I am very happy to be here. And it's really nice to see Teagues again in a little while.
We've just spent the last 3 hours talking, so we're a little bit behind.
I know, we are behind schedule. We've been chatting away. It's been so nice getting to know you. So I really liked what you said though earlier about knowing your own self-worth, and I think that's something that, you know, a lot of us struggle with, and you know, I know through years I definitely have, and I'm sure Teagues has as well, and it's really knowing that you're stronger than you think you are, and you know, really,
and also you're so fine by yourself. You don't need someone to complete you, and I'm such a companion, and I love being around good friends, and I love having a partner because I'm just a very companion kind of person, but I actually have learned that, you know, there's so much comfort in being okay in your own company.
Yeah.
Love that so much. We need more girls to be preaching that. Something else we love about you along with the rest of the world is your ability and commitment to celebrating body positivity and diversity. What does body positivity mean to you?
Body positivity, obviously, in simple terms, means to celebrate the body you have and be proud of it, which I think is absolutely incredible. And I think every woman should be proud of the body they have, no matter what they look like, what size they are, what shape they are, and celebrate, you know, who they are as a woman on the inside. For me, I've always celebrated body positivity because I've seen women in my life struggle with it, you know, since day dot. And it's something we all struggle with, and it's our own journey. But what I've actually been focusing on recently is, instead of focusing everything on body positivity, actually just focusing on your confidence and knowing why you're so much more than just your appearance. And I found my biggest thing I've ever done in my life to build my confidence and to really like shape me as a woman is realizing that instead of focusing on just my body confidence, focusing on all the things that I am that aren't what I look like. And nothing can give you more confidence than that, because like me, maybe you'll get sick and your skin will be covered in acne and you'll lose weight, you'll lose hair. And then what are you left with? Like, you don't have your appearance anymore. So where does your confidence go? And I, you know, that really, really taught me that you have to know who you are and be confident in who you are on the inside, because your appearance isn't going to carry you through life. And mm-hmm. beauty is so much more than skin deep, and even if that is a bit of a cliche saying. Definitely.
A bit of a pageant answer.
Yeah, literally.
Well, that's the thing that probably touched me the most in your Anybody campaign, which most people would have seen by the time this goes live. But, you know, when the women started saying mm-hmm. what they are outside of their body, and mm-hmm. I was like, you know, if we actually as society focused on that so much more, we would all be so much more confident, because mm-hmm. we are so many things to so many people.
Yeah. And we wouldn't compare ourselves to one another.
100%.
Because it's hard. I mean, it does happen. Like, she's smarter than me or she's more intelligent, more articulate than me. But most of the time it's she's prettier than me.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could take away that aspect and take away judging people based on their appearance, women would be so much more unified. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends, Asia, always says, unity starts with you. And I just love that saying.
So nice. But I think even, you know, how do you define being smart? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we're all smart in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
exactly.
You know, you were saying that you were really academic at school and you're creating businesses and stuff, but then it doesn't mean that other people.
Yeah, it's like my boyfriend's a musician.
And yeah, he's still incredibly smart.
Yeah, you know, he was never into uni, never 100%. Into school, never went to classes.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, the guy is crazy smart, intelligent in the way of he touched a musical instrument. It sounds great.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all just have to focus on what makes us and makes us unique, and focus on our strengths, and everybody is different, and that's amazing.
Megan, hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm absolutely delighted to have you here.
Thank you. My pleasure. I'm excited to be here.
Something that I'm very conscious of is, you know, ingredients in skincare. And there was an article I was actually reading from Huffington Post the other day about that suggested that the average woman actually puts 515 synthetic ingredients on her body each day without even knowing.
Wow, like, isn't that interesting?
That's really, really scary.
It like, is scary.
So, you know, and I absolutely know, like, that I was so bad at that and so unaware and, you know, whacking the fake tan on for years and sleeping in makeup and all of these nasty things. And I just think, my goodness, like, what we're actually putting into our bloodstream is really scary. Our body's absorbing those chemicals.
It is. I'm not suggesting that people go through all their cupboards, chuck everything out and only get like natural ingredients. If you want to do that and you can, and you're in a position to do that, I think that's really admirable and great. But I guess for me, it's about just minimizing those chemicals and minimizing. Yeah. I mean, you might have your favorite foundation and you know it's got some crap in it and you're just like, well, I can't live without it. But it's like if you can get a better hand wash, a better shampoo, a better deodorant, a better toothpaste, if you like – take those stats, like you said, it's a perfect way to illustrate this point. And what is it, 515 or 51?
515.
515. Synthetic, like even if we cull that down to 100, that's better.
Absolutely.
Making the effort to be mindful about your choices. But where our kids are concerned, I think it's absolutely essential. And it's a funny one too, because I find that the majority of pregnant women, as soon as we're pregnant, we're like, what am I eating? What am I putting on my skin? We start to have this amazing sense of self-care because of the baby. But it's like, why aren't we doing that
well before?
And then after as well.
Yeah.
And then we do it for our babies, but then there's a point where we go, oh, they're right.
Mm-hmm.
And we just stop with this whole beautiful, natural, oh, it's got to be the best and it's got to be this and that. And then for some reason we kind of stop. So I think that's a really interesting area as well, about why do we kind of have this heightened sense of self-care, then we just let it go.
Exactly. It should be something that we continue. And I must admit, I was totally guilty of, I was quite conscious of it prior to falling pregnant, but the moment that I fell pregnant, it was just like, okay, this is like totally not about me anymore. This is all about this baby.
It's funny,
and like,
isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I had no qualms spending all the money in the organic grocer and all of this.
Yeah.
Sometimes I was like, oh, well, I'll get the berries from here. I'll get the avocado with it. It's like, no, it's all now got to be, you know, for the baby, which it's so right what you say. We should be doing that all of the time for ourselves.
Yeah.
So I would love to know though what mindfulness actually means to you and how you're able to incorporate that into your life with such a hectic schedule, but also your family's life.
Yeah, look, it's for me, it's one of my goals with this business, because beyond the products, I also want to develop eventually a lot of content online about mindfulness to educate people a bit more, because I think there's a lot of preconceived ideas about what we think it is. I think mm-hmm. people think, oh, it's for hippies or, yeah. oh, it's an alternative way or that's something to do with meditation or yoga or I don't really know. Or people think it's not for them because I think they don't really understand what it means. And in its most simplest definition, it really is just having a sense of being present, aware, and connecting. And I'm guilty of it too. And that's why I really harp on about it and I find it useful is because I'm someone that gets in my head a lot. Mm. I have a tendency to think about what happened last week, what might happen tomorrow, and it's not a healthy way to be. And knowing that I'm like that, I'm the perfect candidate to be practicing mindfulness.
I'm exactly like you.
Most of us are.
Absolutely.
Because
yes.
I think we're getting so overstimulated now
Definitely.
Too, and we're so bombarded with information and about what we're busier, we're making ourselves busier and more time poor. And I think it's only natural that that goes hand in hand with that way of thinking of yesterday, tomorrow, what's next. And coming back to the present moment, as all kind of hippy-dippy as it sounds, it's so healthy because you can't do anything about last week. You can't do anything about tomorrow. What you can do is focus on the now. And it's hard, and I'm not suggesting you do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I certainly can't. but I think the more that we have those mindful moments in our days, the better it is.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow @TheHealthyHustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.